Hello.
Hello there. I'm calling from Morgan Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, or no?
No, no.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'd vote.
Definitely or probably vote?
I definitely would.
Thank you. And what is your age, please?
48.
Thank you. Moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White.
Thank you. White, Caucasian, and also regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Which is headed or has been in?
Well, in which the country...
Hopefully with voting, it's going to get better.
So are you very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress to most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
A 5.
Securing the southern border.
An 8.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
An 8.
Lowering taxes.
An 8.
Protecting abortion rights.
An 8.
Tackling climate change.
Tackling climate change. Well, that's important. I say a 10.
Okay. Reducing crime.
That's important. 10.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance.
What I would care, what do I care about them or what?
A number from 0 to 100 on how favorable your opinion is towards them. Any number from 50. 0 to 100. Okay. McDonald's.
50.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
I'm just going to say 50.
Tina Kotick.
50.
Joe Biden.
Does it matter?
No opinion. Okay. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Fifty.
Donald Trump.
75.
Republicans in Congress?
About 75.
Kamala Harris?
About a 40.
Okay, Lori Chavez the Rimmer?
50.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, moving forward now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Republican.
Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove, but he
strongly?
Is not going to run now, so strongly.
Okay, strongly disapprove. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Rimmer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics, and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. If it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Republican.
Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Thank you so much. And moving forward again.
Yeah,
and what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Rimmer on your own words?
We need help with housing. Here.
Help with housing. Okay.
Yeah, lower housing costs. Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and just verbatim record your answer on this one. We need help at lowering housing costs. Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. A 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason. And a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better. But as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around her year, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10, any number, please.
You can make Okay. A five.
A five? The next one is Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10. Any number again. On how convincing. Okay. And Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change it, its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets, sorry, from 0 to 10.
An 8.
Okay.
It's not the jobs, really. Mm-hmm. It isn't. It's the people that are raising our housing pricing, and it has nothing to do with our jobs. We can make good money and still can't afford anything around here.
Okay, and your opinion is being recorded. Thank you, and it's very important. Janelle Bynum mm-hmm. is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10.
Are you saying that she mm-hmm. helped with 110 or she decided against it?
Well, she voted for Measure 110 and thought you had a good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. A 0 to 10 if you find it convincing or not to support her for Congress.
A 5.
Okay, thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez or Reamer?
I would still vote for Lori, but I could change my mind.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez or Reamer. Please tell me how okay. much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez or Reamer for Congress, if a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez or Reamer opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. How much does it trouble you? A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Okay. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political game instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez or Reamer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all. Concerns you.
It's a big deal.
A great deal. Okay, thank you. And now yeah. I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican mm-hmm. Chavez or Reamer?
I would still vote right now for the Republican, but it all just depends on my voting ballot because the Democrat, what you're telling me, you know, is a lot for, you know, some of the things that I value, But I just have to do a little bit more of my research.
And that's the main reason of the study. Correct. Just to provide you some information about the actual Congress prospects. Exactly. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Some college or vocational certificate. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Divorced. Thank you.
Single. Yeah. So it's, that's the problem. Okay. I mean, one person, it's not a one-person income. And we shouldn't be codependent on people. We should be able to make it on our own.
Exactly. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
I do not.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association or no?
I'm vested with a union, but I'm currently not a union member.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.